Come down, O love divine. If you would like to be seated.
As my final duty as Rose Queen of St. Leonard's Church, it gives me great pleasure to crown Millie Pickles our new Rose Queen. I crown you our new Rose Queen and hope you enjoy your year of office as much as I have enjoyed mine. I now pronounce you our new Rose Queen.
Shall we give a round of applause to Millie? And can we say a big thank you to Kira as well for serving as our Rose Queen so well in the past year and her attendance. I should say that Millie's page boy is Noah Pickard, but he couldn't be here today, but he will be with us on Sunday for walking day. So apologies that Noah couldn't be here today as the page boy. Well, let's have a prayer for not only these children at the front, but for all the children of our church. Heavenly Father, we thank you that Jesus is our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so we pray, especially for our children, that they would love him and trust him and walk with him all the days of their lives. Grant them your blessing, and we pray that this year would be fun and enjoyable for Millie as our new Rose Queen, for we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, we're going to take the order of service. So, Kira, you're going to go sit in the pews. You two attendants, could you sit in those seats over there? And we'll just leave Millie. That's it. You go over there, Grace. Okay. And we'll leave Millie there for a few moments. And if you would take the order of service, you'll see that we begin with some responses. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
This is the day that the Lord has made. And we pray together, saying, Gracious God, we humbly thank you for life and health and safety, for freedom to work, leisure to rest, and for all that is beautiful in creation and human life. But above all, we praise you for our Saviour, Jesus Christ, for his death and resurrection, for the gift of your Spirit, and for the hope of sharing in your glory. Fill our hearts with all joy and peace in believing, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We just thank God for the work of the Spirit. We can't see him, but he works in our hearts. And one of the things he does is he shows us those things that we do wrong. It says in the Bible that what God has prepared for those who love him, he has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even our hearts. So we ask the Holy Spirit to search our hearts now and help us to say sorry for the things we do wrong and help us to change. Therefore, let us in penitence open our hearts to the Lord, who has prepared good things for those who love him. And at the top of the next page, the prayer of confession, we say, Father, we have sinned against you. We are not worthy to be called your children. We turn to you again. Have mercy on us. Bring us back to yourself as those who once were dead, but now have life through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the God of love bring us back to himself, forgive us our sins, and assure us of his eternal love. In Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We're going to sing the song, God's People Aren't Super Brave. And this is one that the children have been singing last week, and it'll have a backing track. So most of you should be able to see the screen. If you're stuck behind a pillar, I hope you've been given by the sidesman a little slip of paper, and you've got the words there. So let's stand. Now, children, you need to give a good lead here, because you know this one well. And let's stand and sing, God's People Aren't Super Brave.
Like life, you got God on our side. He can do absolutely anything. Are you ready last time? God's people aren't super great superheroes. They don't have mercies from the head to the toes. They're not gladiators at sea to the sea. In fact, it's amazing. They are just like you and me.
Well done. Do sit down, everyone. And well done to those who did the actions a little bit. I think I should have told you to be a bit more enthusiastic at the start. Anyway, I'll know next time. Now, we're going to have a bit of a roundup of what the children have been up to in the last week. And so Isabel's going to come and tell us a little bit as we find out. We need the children all here at the front. That would be helpful. So if you're at Holiday Club, please come to the front and sit on the two front pews, all the children. Sit next to Kira. There's room over here, girls.
Right, well, we've been here all week, racing around the world, and mostly we've been learning from one particular book in the Bible. Who would like to tell me which book in the Bible we've been looking at this week? Tia?
Acts.
Acts, the book of Acts in the Bible. And in the book of Acts, we find out all about how the good news about Jesus spreads around the world. So we've been travelling to different countries. Can anybody tell us which countries we've been to this week? Where have we been?
We've been to France.
And?
South Africa.
And? Where else have we been, Brooke?
Japan.
Japan.
That's it. Japan as well. And we've not only been to these countries, we've even learnt to sing in the language from these countries, and we're going to help you to do that in a little bit as well. So that's where we've been, and we've been looking at these stories from Act about how the good news of Jesus spread around the world. So, here we are. We start the day with a meeting of all my leaders, and I've had a brilliant team of leaders this week with some excellent group leaders, people running the games and refreshments and the craft and everything else. And I've also had a brilliant team of young leaders and some of our children who are too old to come and being the groups have all progressed to helping us as young leaders, and they've been absolutely brilliant as well. So we start the day by children signing in. Janet helps on the desk at the front, and then we all gather at the front here. It doesn't look quite like this. We've got something to sit on and everything else, and we start off with some songs and some Bible teaching. Next one, Tom. With people joining in from the front, sometimes more enthusiastically than others, with the songs. Here we are, everybody joining in, getting a bit more active here. And after we've done the bit at the front and done all we need to do there, we go to the back for refreshments. Now, one of the things that we do at the front is we learn some verses from the Bible. So please could everybody who has learnt our verses from the Bible stand up where you are. Stand up. If you know the verses from the Bible, yes, you all knew them. You all got points for them. Come on. Come on. Right, we're all going to say it together. But I think you ought to turn around and say it to the people who don't know it. We're going to say our first one, all right? And I'll say it with you to help you. So the first verse from the Bible we learnt was Acts chapter
1, verse 8.
You... Brilliant. Well done, everybody. Sit yourselves down again. So that was why one of our verses about how the good news spread around the world. And when we were visiting the different countries, we also had food from all the different countries each day, so we managed to mix it up a bit. I think here they're having their South African mandazi and bananas, weren't you? Right? And then we would split up. Some of them would go to their groups to do their workbooks. Some of them would study, and they would all have a look in the Bible and work hard and answer lots of questions and make sure they understood what was going on. And the aim of the club really is to get them to look for themselves in the Bible and find out what it says, not just listen to what we tell them from the front, but to examine it for themselves. So we spend some time there. And then here we are, they're doing crafts. And each day they do a craft that links in with the bit of the Bible we've been looking at. And it's all brilliantly arranged by the person, Jill, who does that, and everybody gets involved with that. We weren't too messy this year. I don't think we had paint this year, did we? So it was relatively easy. George there has got his chariot that he made for the story of the Ethiopian who Philip went to speak to. And the girls here are obviously very happy with what they've done and their week. And then some of them go outside if it's nice. If we're inside, we have to play the games inside, which is a little bit noisier, and have a fun running around and burning off some energy. And again, we try to make the games fit with some of them. I think one of the games, did you have to get the gospel to the ends of the earth with a plate? So the gospel was a plate and they had to run and not get caught. I think Thomas did lots of running around trying to catch people in some of these games. And again. And then we would come back to the front again to have a roundup and to just make sure that we all knew what we'd learned. And do some more singing, because we like singing. We like, so we've got lots of good songs we like singing, and joining in with that. We also learnt a second memory verse as well. So again, everybody stand up, turn round, because the second one was actually easier to learn than the first one. We did it on the last day. Never mind. Right, let's see if we can say this one, okay? We'll start with the words and then put the verse at the end, okay? So start with, believe in and Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Excellent, well done. So two verses of the Bible, Leland. And the wonderful thing about learning verses of the Bible is it stays with you. So even at times when you haven't got a Bible with you, you remember bits of the Bible. And then Rebecca would do us a quiz and test everybody's knowledge. And lots of competition there. And here's our group photo with everybody who was there on that day. Needless to say, not everybody's in that picture, but most of us are there all together. And one other thing that we did each morning was I would ask somebody, what about you? And we've got somebody who's going to come and tell us their answers to these questions today. So, India, you're going to come and join me. So I just asked them four simple questions that any of you could answer, and if you can't, then that's fine, but we hope you will be able to answer them in due course. But they're not difficult questions. So the first question, India, is who first told you about Jesus?
My mum did when I was little.
That was easy enough, wasn't it? And the next question is, when did you first realise that it was important to you?
When I went into Baldur's, which is the top class of Cornerstone Club.
So that was here in church when you started looking in more detail at things. Excellent, lovely. And then the next question, if I can remember it right, yes, is how do you keep on living God's way?
By coming to church every week, trying to read my Bible, which often doesn't happen, and praying to God and just trying to live his way.
Great, thank you. And thank you for being honest. We all try to read our Bibles and don't always do it as much as we think we should. So that's very normal. And the last question is, who would you like to tell about Jesus that you haven't told already?
The people at my school, because I don't go to a church school, so it's not compulsory to take like religious studies.
Lovely, thank you very much, India. Okay. Right, I think that is the end of our roundup.
That's absolutely fantastic. We've really enjoyed that. Now, children, you're going to stay where you are because we're going to have a reading next. Ginny's going to come and read, and then Mike's going to come and do the talk for us. So if you just stop where you are, children.
This morning's reading is taken from the book of Acts. It's from chapter 10, starting to read at verse 34. It can be found on page 1104 of the Church Bibles. Peter began to speak. He said, "I now realise how true it is that God does not show favouritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on the cross, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, "Surely no one cannot stand in the way of them believing, them being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered that they were to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everyone. Well, it sounds like you've been having an amazing time. I missed out this year, so it was great to see that roundup and hear about some of the stories you've been learning about and some of the cool countries that you've been to. And it sounds like you've been eating some pretty amazing foods as well, so well done for giving those a go and trying those as you've been learning about the Book of Acts. Well, we've got one more story for you from the Book of Acts, which Janine just read to us, from Acts chapter 10. And if you're an adult, you might like to follow along. It's on page 1104. And it's a story all about Peter. Peter, you remember, is the chief apostle. But he's still a bit confused, children. He's still a bit confused about who could be in Jesus' family. Peter thought that Jesus just loved the Jewish people. But God had very different ideas. And so he sends some non-Jewish people to tell Peter to come and visit them. Peter has a dream at the same time to convince him that, in fact, God does love everyone. And God's plan works. For do you remember from the passage what Peter says? He says, and if you're following adults, it's verse 34. Peter began to speak. "I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts every nation, the one who fears him and does what is right." It's amazing. It doesn't matter which country you're from. If you trust Jesus, you can be in his family. Now, I don't know what you're like at flags, but let's play a little game and see if we can identify flags. Now, I'm going to start with a really easy one, and if you don't get this right, you're in big trouble. Does anybody know what flag this is. English, what do we think? English is in there, isn't it? Which one's the English flag, Charlotte? Do you remember? Which colour? Anybody? Which colour's the English flag? Pick a colour. Red, white, or blue? Red, brilliant. Red, English flag's right there in the middle, isn't it? What other flags are incorporated into this one? Scotland, brilliant. What colour is Scotland? Can you remember? Blue, brilliant. And what do we call this flag when it's all together? Alfie? The Union Jack if it's on a boat, and the Union flag if it's not. Brilliant, fantastic. Now, we're going to get it a bit more tricky. Can anybody tell me what this flag is? Anybody tell me what this flag is? Sam? Portugal, brilliant. Top marks to you, well done, brilliant. It's wow. Portugal. Now, that was obviously, that was too easy, so we're going to go even harder than that. Can anybody tell me what this flag is? If anybody gets it right, you get a prize. Scotland, nobody guessed? Should we open up to the adults? Anybody apart from Matthew? Because Matthew and I looked up together. Go on, Matthew, tell us what that one is. Tonga. Can you? I couldn't believe it when they said that was Tonga. But apparently that's Tonga. Maybe Switzerland were involved somehow. But that's Tonga, yeah, brilliant. Now, kids, do you think that God loves people from Britain?
Yes.
Do you think people... Come on, audience participation, okay? Everybody can be involved. How much should you be involved too? Do we think that God loves people from Britain?
Yes.
Do we think God loves people from Portugal?
Yes.
Do we think God loves people from Tonga?
Yes.
Brilliant, well done. It was easy, wasn't it? Well done, that was brilliant. Yes, you're absolutely right. God loves people from every country and longs to see them in his family. But how do we know? How do we know that God loves everybody? Well, because he sent Jesus to tell us. Adults, that's in verse 36. It says, "You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all." And what's that message? That each one of us, regardless of which country we come from, whether we're from England or Uganda, South Africa, Japan or America, have chosen to ignore God, and because of that, we're now separated from him, and we may be separated from him forever. But that's not the end of the message. Because God loves us and doesn't have any favourites, Jesus came to die, to take our punishment of being separated from God by dying on the cross. Adults, that's verse 39. They killed Jesus by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. By raising Jesus from the dead, God's message to the world is, "My plan to save you has worked. I love you, and I want you to trust me and join my family." Well, before we think about the second part of our reading, we're going to sing a song, and we're going to sing "God is so good." So stand up, kids, and help us to sing this song. Everybody stand up to sing this song. It's in a foreign language, so it's three different languages. So I think Isabel's going to have to help us with this, because I don't know what the words are.
I've simplified it for you all. I've left the Japanese out. All right? So we're seeing the first line in English, the second line is French, the third line is Kiswahili, which is an African language, and then the rest of it's in English, just to make it easy. But there are actions, so we're all going to do the actions as well. The lines that you cut that are in the foreign languages say the same as the first English line, so you're singing "God is so good" for all three lines.
Thank you.
do sit down. Now, if God's message is Jesus died so that anyone from any nation can be part of Jesus' family, the next question is, how has God decided to make sure everyone receives that message? How has God decided to make sure that everyone receives the invitation to join his family? Well, adults, it tells us in verse 42, he commanded us to preach to the people. God has decided that the best way to get the message out is to get the people who know about him, who know the good news about Jesus, to tell others. And then the ones they've told, well, they go on and tell even more people. And by that method, everyone in the world can find out all about what Jesus did. Now, to help us understand this, I'm going to need the children's help again. Children, in this bowl, there is a sweet for everyone in church. And your job is to make sure that everyone in church gets a sweet. So you're going to take something good and share it with everybody else, okay? So in a moment, Margaret's going to play a song. And if you're a child and you've been at Holiday Club, I want you to come and get some sweets and make sure that everybody else receives one, okay? So Margaret's going to play a tune. No, you don't eat it. You've got to share it. You don't eat the sweets. You share them with other people, okay? So you're going to take the sweets and you're going to make sure that everybody else in church has got one. And if you do that, at the end, you can have one, okay? So don't worry, you'll get a sweet as well. Okay? So Margaret's going to play and the children, you're going to share these sweets, okay? Put your hand up if you've not received a sweet. Everyone got one? Okay, children, when you've given out your sweets, come and sit back in your seat at the front. Brilliant, thank you, Margaret. Fantastic, well done. Now, kids, how hard was that? Was that really difficult or was that really easy? It was really easy, wasn't it? That wasn't difficult, was it, to share something good with somebody else? It was actually quite simple. But you know what? We do find telling other people about Jesus really difficult. Sometimes we get nervous, we get our hands get sweaty, our hearts start pounding, we feel really scared, and we think of lots of reasons why we shouldn't tell people the good news. And God knows that we find it difficult, and so part of the plan was to give us his help. So adults, have a look at verse 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, that's the gospel, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. God gives us a gift to help us, the gift of the Holy Spirit. This week, the children, as we've been hearing, have been looking at some stories where God helped his people by giving them or by directing them by the Holy Spirit. Now, kids, can anyone remember any of the stories from the book of Acts that you've been learning about this week? Anyone remember any of the stories? Eden? Ethiopian, brilliant, well done. Good remembering. So in Acts chapter 8, do you remember, kids? Philip is directed by the Holy Spirit to go and speak to the Ethiopian. Now, what was the Ethiopian standing on that you made a copy of? Alfie? A carrot, or a chariot, wasn't it? Brilliant. The Holy Spirit directed Philip to go and speak to the Ethiopian. Now, does anyone remember a story before that where somebody was speaking to religious people but they were really cross? Can anyone remember the name of the person who was speaking to them? Noah? Any ideas? Stephen. Brilliant. So in Acts chapter 6, Stephen is given the Holy Spirit to speak to the religious leaders who really didn't want to listen to the gospel. Brilliant. That's two of the stories they've been learning about this week. Well, today, kids, you'll notice we've got red material around our church, and that means it's a special day. Does anyone know what the special day is today that we're celebrating? Yeah. Apparently, Rose Feeding, right? Yes. Well, they're celebrating something all around the world, and it's not the Paddy and Rose Queen. Can anyone else remember something that we're celebrating? Pentecost, brilliant. Today, we remember Pentecost. And what do we remember on the day of Pentecost? But we remember that God sends the Holy Spirit to help his people to tell others all about Jesus. After the disciples had received the Spirit, the Spirit helped them to travel out from Jerusalem to spread the good news to the rest of the world. And so if you trust Jesus here today, you can be sure that God has given you the Holy Spirit, that God has given you the help you need to tell your family, your friends, your classmates, and your workmates all about the good news. So what I'd like us to do before we finish is for each person in church today to think of one person they know who doesn't know about Jesus. It could be a friend, it could be a family member, it could be a classmate or a workmate who doesn't know the good news. Just like India has thought of people who doesn't know the good news, who do you know that doesn't know the good news? I want you to think of one person, visualize them in your head. I'm not going to ask you to share it, it's fine. One person that you know who doesn't know Jesus. And then I'm going to pray that God the Holy Spirit will help you this week to speak to that person about what Jesus has done. So I'm going to pray a prayer, and in the silent bit of the prayer, I want you to name that person you've thought of in your head. Dear God, thank you that Jesus came and died so that we could be in your family. Please help us through your Holy Spirit to tell others about what Jesus has done. We pray especially for, and we ask that you would help us this week to tell that person about Jesus. Amen. We're going to sing a song now. We're going to stand and sing the song, Spirit of God. So everybody stand up. And that one's on the notice sheet, so you need your notice sheet. Kids, if you haven't got a notice sheet, go back to your parents and turn inside of the notice sheet. You'll find the words to the Spirit of God.
Thank you.
We turn now to the back of our order of service and we're going to say the words of the Creed together. We put our faith in God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Would you please sit? We're going to have our prayers now. And Mark has organised these prayers. Mark, one of the team of helpers, is going to come and lead these with some children.
Loving Lord, God, we want to thank you for the Holiday Bible Club last week and all we have had and learned. Thank you, Father God, for all the leaders and helpers who enabled the Holiday Club to happen, for leaders and activities, doing the games, preparing crafts and making the drinks. Thank you, Father God, for all of the children who took part. We pray for the homes for which they come. We pray your blessing on the families.
Lord God, we have heard about the Holy Spirit this week. We heard that Jesus promised before he was taken to heaven that he would send a gift, and that that gift was the Holy Spirit. We thank you that the Holy Spirit enabled the Word of God and the message of the good news of Jesus to be heard in many different languages to people from many other nations. Thank you, Father God, for Stephen, for his trust and faith in you. Thank you that he was not afraid to keep loving you, even as the Jewish leaders threw stones at him. Thank you that even though the first Christians were persecuted and had to leave Jerusalem, they never gave up, and this enabled the word of God to be preached to more people in more countries. Thank you, Father God, for Philip, who was taken by the Holy Spirit to speak to the Ethiopian, and that the Holy Spirit enabled Philip to open up the scriptures to him, and this led to him being baptized, and he went away rejoicing, knowing Jesus. Thank you that in 2017 the Word of God is preached all over the world in many different languages. And Lord God, thank you for your gift of the Holy Spirit, which is for each one of us if we believe in the Lord Jesus. Give us a confidence to tell people about Jesus and your love for them, be it at school, in the workplace or the office, in our leisure time and at home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We gather our prayers in the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you. I did hear, apparently, that on Twitter, that tomorrow is a public holiday in Tonga to celebrate Millie Pickles being Rose Queen of Padiam. So it has been noted in Tonga, Millie, it's a public holiday. But not here, unfortunately. Well, we're going to sing our last hymn, and during this, the collection is going to be taken, and the hymn is All Over the World. It's number 18 in Mission Praise. Prayer and the blessing. And so together we say, loving God, we thank you for hearing our prayers, feeding us with your word, and encouraging us in our meeting together. Take us and use us to love and serve you and all people in the power of your Spirit and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Spirit of truth lead you into all truth, give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and strengthen you to proclaim the word and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day and forevermore. Amen.